I've received a question from Tony in Subiaco. He's asked this: who can withdraw a motion that has been moved and accepted by the chair? So although the answer confuses some people, it's relatively simple. As soon as a motion is moved and then accepted by the chair, then it no longer belongs to the person who moved the motion. It now belongs to the meeting. It's called the property of the meeting. So if a mover of a motion wants to withdraw a motion after it's been accepted, then they can't. It doesn't belong to them anymore. What often happens is that people move a motion, it gets accepted, debate begins, and the mover of the motion sees that it's either not going the way they want it to go or not going the way they expected it to go, and so they'll stand up and say, "Mr. Chairman, I want to withdraw that motion." Well, they can't, because the motion doesn't belong to them anymore, it belongs to the meeting. Only the meeting can agree to withdraw a motion.